That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Evidence reached the New Broom Party headquarters that Ezra Seastrunk, the opposition's candidate for mayor, was starting a minor mudslinging campaign aimed at Abner. Party boss Lum Edwards immediately decided to fight fire with fire. He declared that he and his candidate would retaliate with all the force and derogatory adjectives they could muster. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Have you ever caught yourself rushing to work when you knew you had plenty of time, but you just couldn't seem to take it easy? Well, it might be that nervous tension made you so jittery that you couldn't help it. Now, one of the chief causes of nervous tension is sleepless nights. And an occasional sleepless night can spoil the next day. Why let this happen to you? Try Miles Nervine. It's a mild but effective sedative which is making good for over 66 years. So when nervous tension spoils your day and makes you annoying to your friends, call on Miles Nervy. Caution, use only as directed. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents and liquid Nervine 25 cents and $1. It's a prescription quality product by Miles Laboratories. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E, Miles Nervy. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old politicians in their jot-em-down store outlining the next phase of their campaign for mayor. Listen.
Freedom of speech, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States. Them are all the things you stand for, Abner.
Yeah, but what about slinging mud at Ezra?
Well, we'll come to that. What we got to do now is decide exactly what you're in favor of.
I'm in favor of slinging mud at Ezra Seastrunk, the varmint.
Well, we're going to do that later.
I want to do it right now. He can't go around saying things about me like he's been doing and get away with it now alone.
Well, I'm glad to see you in a fighting mood.
Doggies, I'm in a fighting mood. I'll fist fight that critter anytime he wants to.
No, I don't want you to go fist fighting.
I'll bear wrestling.
No scuffling and brawling. That ain't dignified for a man that's running for mayor. In politics, that ain't the way you do your fighting.
Well, you just tell me how to do it, and I, doggies, let's get started then. I hate and despise that low-down varmint. I'm going to get on a party line and sling so much mud at him, he'll have to slap on mud chains to go out to his mailbox.
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner.
Ezra Seastrunk, you're a snake in the weeds.
Listen, Abner.
You're a crook, a stuffed shirt, a low-down, no-count, good-for-nothing, one-eared lump.
Abner, hush up a minute. He might hear you, you know.
Where is he?
Well, I don't know where he's at, but he's hollering that away. He could if he happened to be passing the store.
Oh, he's way down the street. Doggies, I'm going to change my name from the smiling grocery man to the fighting grocery man.
Well, we might do that.
Yes, sir.
But first, we got to figure out exactly what you stand for.
Tiger Peabody, it's me.
Tearing down your rivals just half the battle. You've got to give the voter something constructive. You've got to give him something concrete.
I'll give that Ezra Seastrunk something concrete right on top of his head if he ain't careful. I'll hit him with that hitching post.
Well, that's
there.
Fine, but just calm yourself down for a
minute. I'd leave the horse tied to it, too.
What we got to do is get some issues into this campaign.
Yes, sir.
I mean things that you and Ezra can take sides on. Things you can be for or against.
Well, I know what I'm again. Ezra Seastrunk.
Yeah, but I mean things like gold, pre-silver, for instance.
Free silver? Well, I'm for that. Where can I get some?
I don't mean you can get any free silver yourself. You advocate it.
Oh, black market, huh?
No, no. You recollect what William Jennings Bryan said, don't you?
I don't believe I do. He lived around here, did he?
No, no. He was a famous man in our history. Big politician and all that.
Was he again, Ezra? What did he say?
Well, he said, let's see now. What did he say? I can't think of it right now, but I know he come out for free silver.
Well, I'd come out for it, too, rain or shine. Even if it's hailing, I'd stand there on the porch.
Well, you don't get the idea. I mean, you better look it up in the history book sometime. I don't think we'll use it in our campaign, though.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't believe it's a practical idea now that I think about it.
Well, if you or Mr. Ryan knows where to get some silver for nothing, Lum, I'm for it.
Well, you better stick to the Bill of Rights and full employment. I know that's good.
Full employment.
Jobs for everybody.
Oh, doggies, Lum, we'd lose a lot of votes with that. You take Grandpappy Spears and Charlie Redfield and Dad Crockett, Eli White. I could name you a dozen fellas that sure enough vote again me if they thought I was going to get them a job. You better let Ezra be for that. I'll be again.
No, I think you better be for it. Balancing the budget, that's a good one. And a full dinner pail.
You mean we're going to give away dinner pails full of victuals to everybody?
No.
We can't afford that. We're broke now, Lum.
Just say you're for the full dinner pail and let it go at that.
All right. I'm for it.
And another thing, George, now, oh, wait a minute. There comes our ward hero, Cedric.
Oh.
Hope he's been lining up the young fellas that's old enough to vote.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Now, howdy, Cedric. How's things going?
Oh, pretty good, Mr. Abner.
Hooray!
Have you been talking to the young fellas like I told you to, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I sure have. I've got a bunch of them some jobs if they'd promise to vote for you.
Well, good for you, Cedric. What kind of jobs did you get them?
Oh, delivering handbills for Mr. Ezra.
That's fine. For Ezra. Hi,
Granny Cedric, how many times do I have to tell you that you're supposed to be helping Abner win this election again, Ezra?
Yeah, handing out them handbills is helping Ezra.
Well, I thought this would be all right because these handbills are all about you, Mr. Abner.
About me?
Yes, Mom. I brung one of them over for you to look at.
Oh, let me see.
Give it here.
This one, here you are.
Reckon what them varmints is up to now. What does it say, Lum?
Oh, wait a minute. I ain't read it yet.
Well, read it out now. Hurry up. What does it say? I ain't got my spectacles with me.
It says, voters of Pine Ridge.
That ain't me.
Is this the kind of a man you want for mayor? Here is the record of the smiling groceryman.
That's me.
One. In 1927, he was jailed with his partner for illegal operation of a stock exchange.
Yeah, we got out of that, though.
Two, he served 10 years as a notary public illegally without a license.
Yeah.
Three, he was arrested in jail for operating a mechanical robot which killed Ari Hodgson's cow.
Wait just a minute. Just stop right there. We found out later it was a truck that killed that cow, not Robert the robot.
Four, at his trial in connection with the robot, he entered a plea of insanity and wasn't even able to make that good.
Well, if they'd have given me a little more time, I could have proved that they rushed me too much.
Five, he has been associated with such men as one, Willie the Boodler, currently in jail.
Yep.
Two, Diogenes Smith, currently in the penitentiary for printing counterfeit money in the Jot 'em Down store, of which the smiling grossman is part owner.
Oh.
And three, Lum Eddards, recently in jail on an embezzlement charge.
Well, that's right, ain't it?
Voters of Pine Ridge, is this the man you want for your mayor?
No.
Wait a minute, Abner. That's you they're talking about.
All right, dog, as I know it is, and I ain't going to vote for no feller with a record like that.
Me neither.
No,
boy.
Sir. Keep me out of that office. I don't want no jailbirds in there.
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't get carried away by that handbill. You can't believe all that stuff.
Well, it's all true, ain't it, Lum?
It's just partly true.
No, it's all true, I believe.
They've just taken the worst parts of them things and exaggerated them.
They have, huh?
Made them sound 100 times worse than they actually was.
They sure sounded bad.
For instance, it was proved that I never actually done no embezzlement.
No, that's right. You never. No.
And the same thing goes for you on all them other charges.
Oh.
All this amounts to is a lot of political propaganda, that's all. Just plain old mudsling.
Why, them varmints. Them snakes in the weeds. Let's print up some handbills and sling it right back at them.
That's exactly what we're going
sir.
To do. Nobody can call me a bezler and get away with
it. No, sir. Not for a minute. How we started out, Ezra C. Skunk is a mule-headed idiot.
Well, now, wait a minute. We can't just call him names.
I can.
Well, you've got to think of something definite to hang on him.
I'll hang a haymaker on him, and I'll start right from the floor. That's what I'll do.
We've got to recollect some of the things in his life that we can exaggerate up to where they'll sound terrible in print.
Oh, well, I doggy, that ought to be easy to do with a varmint like him. Let's see now, what'd be a good thing now? Huh. Cedric, you're over to see Strunk's lot. You ought to be able to think of something.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, think.
I'll tell you, I'll call up Clarabelle and ask her.
Oh, no, don't call up his own daughter.
Oh, wait, it won't do no good to study up something about Ezra, no way. We can't get it printed.
We can't.
Of course not. The printer at the county seat won't give us no more credit because we ain't been able to pay for them posters and handbills he's done printed for us.
That's right, yeah.
Will Spencer will give us credit, but he's so busy printing up handbills for Ezra, he wouldn't do nothing for us till after the election.
Doggies, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. That
planet. Looks like they've got us whipped on every turn.
Yeah. Mom, I hate to sit back and let Ezra get away with saying all them things about me, though. Wait. Let me see that handbill again.
No use looking at it. It'll just make you feel bad.
Well, I want to see it here anyway. Get my tempers up. Look at there. Running my friends down even. Willie the Boodler, currently in jail. Dodge and E. Smith, currently in the penitentiary for printing counterfeit money in a Jot'em Down store. Of which the said candidate is a
corner. Wait a minute. Printing company. That's it, Abner.
What?
That old printing press that Dodge and he's used is still back there in the feed room.
Yeah.
That's what we can do.
Print up counterfeit money?
No, print up our own handbills.
Well, I was going to say we need money, but they've got enough on us as it is.
Yes, sir. We'll do our own printing. Don't know why I never thought of that before. Now all we got to do is study up what we're going to say about Ezra.
I know, I know something. I recollect one time at Ezra C. Strunk, the varmint done some stealing.
Well, good. Yes. Can you prove it?
Why, you bet your life I can prove it. I was right there with him. Me and him climbed the fence over into Eli's watermelon patch and stole might now a whole wagon load.
Well, wait a minute. That ain't no good if you's mixed up in it, too.
What difference does that make? I'm already known as a jailbird.
We've got to get something on Ezra just by itself, though.
Oh, well, let's see. Wait a minute, I know something else, too.
Good.
One time, a long time ago, Ezra and Charlie Redfield and McKenzie, boy, I believe it was, heard about some card playing place in there at the county seat, and they got to wondering what it was like, so one night they snuck over there and went inside, and just as they got in there, the place was raided and they was erected.
Raided?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Wait a minute. You wasn't with Ezra, was you?
No, no. I was aiming on going, but Elizabeth got wind of it and wouldn't let me out of the house. I always miss out on everything good anyway.
Well, thank goodness you did miss out on that. Hurry up, get a pencil and paper and start writing this down.
Writing what down?
The handbill we're going to print up.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait till this hits the streets tomorrow.
Yeah.
Borders of Pine Ridge.
That's our time.
Do you want a notorious gambler for mayor? Do you want a big-time, big-city card sharp running your town?
Candidate C. Strunk is going to do to combat this new vigorous attack by his determined opponents. Well, join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, folks, colds are something like the weather. There's more talk about them than almost any other common ailment, and there's less done about them. So remember the Alka-Seltzer ABCs to help relieve that feverish, stuffy, ache-all-over misery of a cold. And here they are. A. Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be careful. Keep out of drafts, get more rest than usual, and dress comfortably. C, comfort the sore, raspy throat caused by your cold by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. It's so soothing and effective. Make sure you always have plenty on hand. Get a large economical package from your drugstore right away. It contains over three times as many tablets as the Get Acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. Then follow the simple, pleasant Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. It's just as easy as ABC. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.